Talbot, take the third squad to the right. Peacock, take the first squad to the left. I'll take the second squad right up the middle. Reese, put your machine guns between our columns. I want a good covering fire until we reach that roadway. Then lift your fire and move up and join us. He told Talbot and Peacock to have their men fix bayonets. As his subordinates went off to carry out his orders, Winters called the second squad together and explained the plan. Private Hubler was standing right in front of him. When Winters said, "Fix bayonets," Hubler took a big swallow. Winters could see his Adam's apple move up and down his throat. His adrenaline was flowing. "My adrenaline was pumping too," Winters remembered. On his signal, the machine guns began laying a base of fire, and all three columns started to move as fast as they could across the 200 meters of level but spongy soft field between them and the road, doing their best to keep low. At this point, Winters had no firm idea on how many Germans were on the other side of the road running from the dike to the ferry, which was just high enough to block his view. Nor did the Germans know the Americans were coming. Inexcusably, after losing their machine gunners and riflemen on the first volley, they had failed to put an outpost on the road or up on the dike. In the lead, Winters got to the road first. He leaped up on it. Right in front of him, only a few feet away, was a German sentry with his head down, ducking the incoming fire from Reese's machine guns. To his right, Winters could see out of the corner of his eye a solid mass of men, more than 100 packed together, lying down at the juncture of the dike and the road. They, too, had their heads down to duck under the machine gun fire. They were all wearing their long winter overcoats and had their backpacks on. Every single one of them was facing the dike. He was behind them. They were only 15 meters away. Winters wheeled and dropped back to the west side of the road, pulled the pin of a hand grenade, and lobbed it over toward the lone sentry. Simultaneously, the sentry lobbed a potato masher back at him. The instant Winters threw his grenade, he realized he had made a big mistake. He had forgotten to take off the band of tape around the handle of the grenade he kept there to avoid an accident. Before the potato masher could go off, Winters jumped back up on the road. The sentry was hunched down, covering his head with his arms, waiting for Winters' grenade to go off. He was only 3 yards away. Winters shot him with his M1 from the hip. The shot startled the entire company. The SS troops started to rise and turn toward Winters en masse. Winters pivoted to his right and fired into the solid mass. Winters described what happened next. "The movements of the Germans seemed to be unreal to me.